Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oh my goodness, it was so boiling last night, I couldn't sleep.
How sweaty were you?
Like, really gross.
You know what,
actually.
Don't add to that. I don't want to know.
Really,
I don't want to know.
Dear, whatever day it is right now, time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we are always the bridesmaid and never the bride.
Including Luke.
This episode, we're talking all things hen do's, stag do's, weddings, and being a bride and groom. Plus,
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Oh, God. Baraka Burma talked right. Is it Baraka Burma? Still no confirmation.
He is so rude, interrupted you there.
Still 76 episodes in, we've no idea who that voice actually is.
I don't think it's Barack.
I don't think it's Baraka Burma. And if he has, thank you to the former president for taking time out of his very busy schedule to
voice over our podcast.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never heard of us before and you just stumbled across us, please keep us in your ears. We promise you this will be a good episode, because each week on Luke and Lucy FM, we've discussed a different episode, and we've done 75 previous episodes, and you name it, we've done a discussion about it, Lucy, right?
We've done them all.
We certainly have. I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that I accidentally drank lager instead of cider a few weeks ago.
Oh, gosh, how did you cope with life?
I mean, I was at the bar, I ordered a premium Swedish cider, and I think he mistook it for premium lager, and I drank...
Peroni.
Peroni, yeah. And I drank Peroni, and Peroni don't sponsor us, by the way. If they want to, please do get in touch. Tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And I drank it, and the drink had been bought for me. So as I drank one sip, I thought, this is awkward, because I want to basically say I really find this disgusting. And
you enjoyed it, didn't you?
I kind of secretly kind of did, but it's not the thing I could think I can drink again.
Why?
If there was no cider and only Peroni, then yes, Peroni.
Your life is a vale of tears.
Yes, something like that. Speaking of tears, Lucy
First
Hilton.
World problem.
What is a true fact about you?
Okay, so on the themes of weddings then, seeing as this is what the podcast is all about, at the end of next year, I would have been a bridesmaid 6 times.
That is so depressing.
Why is it depressing?
So depressing. So basically, the entire point of this episode, Lucy's idea, is basically we were going to discuss the fact that Lucy is literally always a bridesmaid and is far from being a bride.
All right. I'll probably be like 27 dresses though, and then my dream man will come along, and then all of my people that I've had as me bridesmaids, they can be my bridesmaids.
Yeah. You can collect them, basically, is kind of what you're saying. You can collect them. I mean, the thing is, Lucy, right? Does it make, especially as you're heading towards 30, free falling, shall I say, towards...
I'm not heading towards 28.
Right,
I'll give you that.
Of course you are. Are you at the point now where you think, I'm kind of a little bit sick of this?
Not really, no. I'm just living life.
Yeah?
Living life.
Yeah? You see,
yeah, but, like, I
feel like you're protesting too much.
I'm so young. Like, what? People these days live to, like, 90, 100. Why do you want to be tied down so early and have to put up with that person for the rest of your life?
How many 80, 90-year-olds do you know?
Well,
exactly. Nobody's living to 80 and 90,
yeah,
Lucy. They're dying at 60, 70 now.
All right.
Dropping dead.
Stop.
That might be you.
You are so depressing.
I'm just saying, it could be.
And it's not going
to
be me.
I just think to myself, Lucy, are we, we're still classed as millennials, thankfully. But, you know, we're 30 basically now. In fact, I'm 31.
You are. You're 31.
Which is very, very depressing.
I know.
And I just think to myself, you know.
Still in my 20s.
You know what, Lucy? I've never actually, 31 years of being on this planet, I've never been on a stag do.
Have you not?
Well,
that's
my friends.
Crazy.
I mean, my friends are at a stage where none of them are getting married, and to be honest, some of them haven't got a hope in hell of getting married.
You go through like stages. Like until a few years ago, I'd never been on a hen do apart from my sister invited me. Like my sister's 7 years older, so her friends were getting married. So she invited me on one of their hen do's, and it was so much fun, to be honest. Like my first real glimpse of girls going wild on hen do's. It was hilarious.
How wild is wild? Because I always think that. Is if you're happy, if you're, you know, you're happily engaged and you're about to commit to somebody for the rest of your life, would you be willing to not cheat on that person? But I mean, if you kiss somebody else on your final night of freedom, is that the worst thing?
I don't know. I'm single, so don't ask me this question.
You can kiss whoever you want.
I can snog whoever. Like it's obviously like couples have their own kind of like what works for them kind of situation, don't they? So I don't know. I have known before people on hen do's, or so I've heard anyway, and they've been single, they've been chilling out or whatever, turned around and the bride or bride to be has been snogging someone.
Is that the worst thing on your final night of freedom before you commit for the rest of your life to somebody?
Everyone's prerogative, isn't it? I suppose you'll be snogging the same person for the rest of your life, so
you'll be doing more than snogging for the same person for the rest of your life.
Adult
so
smooching, so why not treat yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, treat yourself.
Make sure you're making the right decision before you go through with it.
The thing is, though, the entire thing now of hen do's and stag do's has become an absolute fiasco because, you know, like my dad was on.
How do you know you've not been on one?
Well, no, but you know, you read it on in the newspapers and you see it on television.
Don't believe everything you read.
You know, Margot Loft's popular station, Benidorm, is one of the UK's most popular places for people to leave the UK and go. Absolutely not. If I was having a stag do, I can tell you that my idea of a wonderful stag do is maybe, you know, a trip to the cinema followed by Pizza Hut and maybe a few recreational ciders.
Is this actual
serious? I think that's an epic stag do.
To be fair, it doesn't surprise me with you.
Do you not think that's a great idea?
I think it's awful.
Okay, now tell me that you have thought about this since probably you was five. What's your ideal hen do?
Every girl does, don't they? I don't know. I've thought more about the wedding than I have the hen do.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, of course I have.
What have you thought about the wedding?
Well, I don't know. I used to want, like, when I was little, like, this big wedding, blah, blah, blah. But now, I don't think I do want a massive wedding.
What do you want? Just somebody to marry you?
Yeah, someone to marry me would be great.
Yeah, that'd be a good start. to turn up would be a good start.
That would be amazing. Just, like, not huge. A few select people just being there to celebrate.
Your mum and dad
us.
And sister.
Yeah, my brother, obviously.
Yeah. And what am I going to your wedding?
I'll think about it. Depends if they're still speaking. If
well, I doubt it. To be honest,
if I ever get married,
I doubt. By the time you get married, I'll be dead. So it won't make much difference. You know, and that's the thing though. Like, you know, a lot of people are going abroad these days because actually, I imagine staycations. You know, hen do's and stag do's in the UK is actually way more expensive. Blackpool is still a popular destination for hen and stag do's.
We went last week for my sister-in-law's hen do, like a mini hen do in Manchester, and we saw so many hen do's out that day. I must have seen about five other hens.
That's the thing though, like, would you want yours to be tasteful, or would you want one of these penises stuck on your head, fake penises stuck on your head, and like a sash that says learner?
Well,
what exactly are they learning at that point? They're about to get married.
I'm not a fan of the fake penises stuck on my head. Other people maybe though.
Yeah.
Other people might love the penis.
What about these like lollipops they have dangling round the necks?
What lollipops?
I don't know. Do you not
I
see
think
like
I've seen these.
Penis it's lollies dangling round the necks?
I don't think I've seen that.
Like,
one.
This is only based on some hens that I've seen, and you know these are hens based in Wigan, to be honest. And
so Luke's never been on a stag do, but he's clearly been on all these hen do's.
I've been invited. In fact, I've been asked by my friend Adam. Hello, Adam, who doesn't listen, to be his best man.
Cute.
In 2020.
Are you excited?
At a stag do. No.
What are you planning?
I'm planning Amsterdam
cinema
purely because Adam
pizza.
Has previously slept with a prostitute in Amsterdam. Damn, so I feel like the entire stag
would
be reminiscing of kind of when he was single.
Was
and
that
really
his
can
first taste into
yeah literally his
well.
First taste in any
wow,
sense
okay.
So you know what, in a way it'd be coming full circle, it'd be completing the cycle because he'll spend his final single days back at the place where he began his adventure into sexual experiences.
The woman that it all began with,
if she's still going, I mean, yeah, she might still be. It's not a profession you just, you know, kind of stop at, is it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well,
not in Amsterdam.
The one where we discuss prostitution's coming soon to Luke and Lucy FM, but that's not this episode. Lucy, let's talk about how many weddings you've been to.
Oh, I've been to quite a lot.
Yeah?
I think, like, now, at the minute, I'm at an age where half of us in my friends get married, settling down. The other half, still single, going wild.
Yeah. Yo, in the going wild, still
I'm
single
in the going
camp.
Wild stage. Literally, last year, half of my girl group all split with the boyfriends, and we all just went crazy dogs, and the other half all got engaged and planning the weddings. So yeah, I've been to quite a lot, and I've still got quite a lot coming as well.
How do you feel being, do you bring someone at a wedding, or how do you feel being single at a wedding?
Well,
or is the idea that you're hoping to cop off with a groom or one of the best men?
I've also done that before.
Oh, how was that?
Not the groom.
Awkward.
The best man.
Yeah.
Not awkward, no. We just had a little snog behind the portable loos.
Oh, classic. Lovely. And did it go anywhere?
No. We chatted for a bit and then because he, like, lives in Oxford or something down south. So it was like, oh, I'll come up and meet you. And it just never ended up happening.
Well, but, yeah, that's...
Yeah, you know. And he got a new girlfriend and everything. A couple of years later, like, popped up on my birthday. Happy birthday. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Kind of like, why are you talking to me? Like... Barely know you. You've got a girlfriend.
Because he cannot forget you near that portable toilet.
Obviously.
And the experiences that you had.
Well,
I went to my cousin's wedding. It's the only wedding I've been to. And I'll be honest.
You've barely been to any weddings, have you?
I've only ever been to one wedding, yeah.
You're my wedding expert.
To be honest, and this was a day do and the evening do. And to be honest, I found the church ceremony duller than dishwater.
Nice.
And then the actual meal I found quite... But hello to my cousin if they're listening. I found the meal quite bland. It was three courses.
Oh, wow.
The speeches droned on like there was no tomorrow. And then eventually, when it came to the actual do, you know, the evening do, everyone's knackered from the entire how long of a day it was.
So you just didn't enjoy any of it, basically?
Not really, didn't enjoy any of it. That was back in 2009.
So anyone listening, don't invite Luke to your wedding. He won't appreciate it.
That's the thing, I've been invited to a night do. And also, can I just say, no, but it is that bad.
Why?
I'm sorry, if I'm not good enough to come to the day do, then I ain't coming to your night do.
I kind of get that.
I'm not being like the sub-bench guest. Mm. I'm not being like that. Although, that being said, I've got a list of people I'd only invite to a night do at a wedding. You only want the top tier, really, on the day because they'll be the people in the photos. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can have the informal kind of, like, you know, you're shoving your head in a punch bowl, wedding cake all over the bride's face, kind of informal photos for Facebook. But the formal ones that you put on the mantelpiece, you don't want any cretins on that, though, do you?
Well, I bet there's some people with ex-boyfriends or even husbands that are on these wedding pictures. Well, to be fair, though, weddings are so expensive these days. You don't really even get a plus one, though, don't you not?
No, you either can't afford it.
No, I don't think I've ever got a plus one to any weddings.
Do you think, how expensive do you find kind of Hindus? Have you been, ones you've been on, very expensive?
Ridiculous. I can't afford them. It's all going on the credit card this year.
Nice.
I've got three weddings in October. So in September, I've got three Hindus. Two of them are abroad. I physically cannot afford this at all. I've paid for the flight so far. Zero savings to go. I kind of panicking a little bit now.
How does that work, though? Because you're kind of trapped with the bride for 3 days. Well, she's
trapped.
Well, yeah, you know, she's up and about, oh, God, I'm going to get married. Oh, God, I'm going to be Mrs. Oh, God, my independence is gone. I'm not a single woman and
oh,
all this,
maybe
right?
They might be. Oh, I can't wait to get married.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Excited.
Now, of course, yeah, they might be like that as well. Do you have to buy them drinks for 3 days or do they start forking out for themselves?
Absolutely not. You've spent a fortune to go away.
She should be buying you champers.
This is what
Prosecco.
I think. Like, you're spending a fortune to go away to celebrate them. I am not spending another 100 or whatever buying them drinks and paying for everything for them as well. I mean, if it was a more low-key Hindu, fair enough. But if it's abroad, I think you should be expected, if you're a bride, to pay your own way.
Do you have
like,
to...
no one celebrates me because I'm single, do they?
Well, there's no such thing as, like, a single do, is
honestly,
there?
Honestly, it's my birthday in September. No one is bothered and I am fuming.
Oh, well. Is it your birthday in September? I didn't even know that.
I told you about 10 million times.
You're right. No one's bothered. So,
such a
if you were bothered about Lucy's birthday, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Please
I don't
come and
expect
celebrate with me.
Much interaction off that.
Probably not.
Lucy, would you buy the bride a present for the Hindu?
No, absolutely
is there no
not.
Such thing as...
No. Buy it for the wedding, not the Hindu.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you don't get any things for Hindu. You don't get any presents for Hindu.
Are you kind of getting ideas for your friend's stag do?
Oh, God, no. His present is me turning up. That should, he should be grateful alone, to be honest.
No, I don't know. Does anyone get presents at the hen do?
I don't know. Well, to be honest, Lucy,
you just get little sashes and stuff, like in a mini veil.
Let's find out, because we're about to welcome somebody to Luke and Lucy FM, who, in fact, you're going on the hen do of.
Yes, it is. My future sister-in-law, my brother, is getting married in October. So I planned her mini hen last week, and we have got
mini
Lisbon.
Hen.
Mini hen.
This will be fun. Let's find out what on earth you're talking about. Right, Lucy, so considering we've had every other family member of yours on this podcast previously,
well,
we've had your dad, we've had your brother, and now we're going to get your brother's fiancé on the phone.
Yeah, hashtag future sister-in-law.
Right, well, Lucy, well, why don't you introduce her then to Luke and Lucy FM?
Okay, so this is Emily Baker / newly Emily Hilton soon, if that makes sense.
Hi, Emily. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No, thank you for taking time out of your busy last few remaining days
as
of being
a single woman.
Quick question for you, mate. Are you going to double barrel? Will you be Baker Hilton?
No, unfortunately not. But to be fair, Hilton's a really good last name, so I'm pretty happy to be taking that one.
She can't
just look
wait
at Paris.
To be a Hilton.
Yeah, exactly. Lucy, so this, you know, it was only last Saturday you said that you went on Emily's hen do.
Yeah, well, mini hen do. Mini do.
What is a mini do?
So a mini do is one for kind of the mums, because my main hen do is in Lisbon and it might be a bit raucous for the mums to be involved.
Oh, so it's like
we'll
a light.
A mini hen do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I didn't feel like it was a light one on Sunday, put it that way.
So it's a PG hen do is basically what you have. So is this a new thing? Because I've never heard of, like, you know, back in the day, my mum and dad, when they got married, I think my mum's hen do was at the local pub, as was my dad's, probably on the same night.
Yeah, I think it is, to be fair. Most brides want to go away, and I've been on a couple of abroad hen do's, and when it came to my turn, I was like, well, if everyone else is having one, I want to have one. And then it was kind of like, not everyone could go abroad. There was a couple of my friends that were pregnant.
Selfish.
So it made sense.
So selfish.
I know. So it made sense to kind of have like a mini one at home and then have the big one closer to the time. So yeah, it's not for another couple of weeks.
And my brother as well, he's having his mini stag do tonight.
So
how do you feel about that, Emily? Your
dad's
involved in this, isn't he?
My dad's there, so I'm not too worried, to be fair, because I'm picking my dad up when they get back from Chester. And actually, part of me thinks I'm going to be picking Ant up as well.
He'll
be in that much
off the floor.
Yeah, oh, good.
Scoop him up, put him in the car and take him home.
I love the fact that my dad said to me last night, he's been told to keep on his best behaviour because Emily's dad's going to be there.
Oh, my. So Emily, tell me, and this is something I've always wanted to ask a bride ahead of a hen do stag do. Are you concerned, and it's a bit awkward I'm asking this, as Lucy's in the room as well now, are you concerned he would cheat on you? Have you had a conversation about what would happen on a stag do? What are the boundaries, or is it a given?
Is it a given that he'll cheat?
No, is it a given that he won't do anything? Oh, I don't know.
For me, I trust him implicitly. Whether I should or not, who knows? We'll find out after his stag, I suppose. But for me, no. I don't need to have a conversation with him. I trust him implicitly. I wouldn't be marrying him if I didn't.
He's like a little puppy dog. He'll probably be rinking you anyway when he's drunk.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
True.
You know, kind of, at the end of the day, you know, as human beings, we're not supposed to be magnanimous. We're not. I mean, you know, we're supposed to go out and actually, effectively, you know, you guys are, you know, late 20s, early 30s and whatever, and it's kind of locking yourselves down for the next 30, 40, 50 years.
the last
opportunity you have to
snog someone else.
Well, I was going to say something else, not snog, but yeah, snog somebody else is potentially in a few weeks' time on your hen do. And is that something you've really thought about? Your lips will never be round another man's lips.
What if we get a stripper? Then that doesn't count, though, does it?
I don't think. I think it's
a snog the stripper.
Absolutely not. I've said that to my bridesmaids. If they get me a stripper, they're not a bridesmaid anymore. That is my rule.
What
I might get a stripper.
Why would you not want to strip? I mean, these are professional people who are there to kind of make sure you have a final pleasurable evening.
I don't think the situation's pleasurable, to be honest.
Well, depends who's stripping.
All I'd be doing is laughing.
If it was David Beckham, come on.
David Beckham's not pouring. He doesn't need the money to start stripping, flipping it.
The time of your life.
Emily.
You would jump on and get straight with David.
I would make an exception if it was Magic Mike.
Other than Lucy, have you got any single friends?
Yeah, Luke's
I
looking.
Do, yeah.
No, well, I mean, I've recently had some heartbreak, Emily, and have recently split up my long-term girlfriend, which I'm now revealing on Luke and Lucy FM. I've not said that previously. So, you know, and I've never been, as I said a bit earlier on in the episode, I've never actually been on a stag do before. I do have, again, like I said earlier, a one upcoming in a few years' time. But I kind of think to myself, how wild are they supposed to get? Like, for some, that you're one in Lisbon, how wild do you think it's going to go? Or do you think actually it's going to be quite tame? Because ultimately, the boundaries are already in place other than the ones who are single.
Yeah, because I suppose you're getting married like quite young for these days anyway, aren't you?
Or is it old these days? People are getting married at 10?
Who knows? But like half your friends are single, aren't they? And half are in relationships, but you're the only one in, like, let's say a serious relationship, i.e. moving in, getting married, etc.
Yeah, I still think it'll be pretty raucous.
I'm going to go wild anyway.
Yeah,
well, Lucy's coming, so it'll be an absolute car crash.
It'll be carnage, if anything, some laughs to go by. I think if it's a time for all of my friends to get together, you know, there's a couple of different groups of friends, but within that, these guys haven't seen each other for a while, probably haven't been on holiday together for a while. So
I've never met any of them.
That is true. Lucy is on her own on this one, but she gets on with everyone.
Ultimately, Lucy's on her own constantly, to be honest. So it's not really anything new, is it, Emily? Emily, just before we let you go, have you got any final thoughts for somebody who's listening to this? And you know what? The potentially thinking about getting married, or they're actually planning their own hen do, and they're thinking to themselves, you know what, maybe I will go out, maybe I will snog a stripper. You know, is it best that he doesn't know this sort of thing, or actually, you know what, this is the final opportunity to go absolutely crazy and then I get locked down for the rest of my life?
Oh, that's a hard one. For me, I would say if you're going to get married, you wouldn't want to snog a stripper or snog anyone else. But yeah, if you're thinking that way, maybe think twice about getting married.
Oh,
this is true.
Great words. Oh. You should be Jeremy Kyle, Emily. Oh, that was harsh.
Yeah, you should be like one of those Agni aunts.
Good morning. I know you've not got a kid yet, Emily, but when we do, we'll get that on the podcast as well, because every other family member's been on. So we're just...
Get Tom and Judy on.
Exactly. I don't know who they'll be. Yeah. Right, Emily, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. You've been brilliant and very good luck in the future. I hope it doesn't end in divorce.
Thanks very much.
Oh, Emily, bless her. A future life ahead of her. Married to your brother.
At 27.
Having you as a sister-in-law.
That
couldn't think of anything worse.
I would be so excited if it was me.
You'd be excited if you had yourself as a sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you would. Thing is, though, I took from that genuine happiness from Emily about to become a Hilton, purely because she likes the surname.
I know. Honestly, she messaged me the other day. She was just like, so just getting ready to change all my names on my documents. She's buzzing already.
Absolutely.
If she was married, she like wishes she was getting married tomorrow.
Thing is, right,
I don't blame her, the name Hilton's great.
Would you genuinely consider a partner based on the surname?
No, because I don't think I'm going to change my surname if I ever get married.
Really? Yeah. That's a curveball. So you would always stay as Hilton?
I enjoy my name.
Double barrel?
No.
So you wouldn't change your surname at all?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't become somebody's Mrs. Literally? Well, you would.
Presently, no. It all depends, obviously, but...
What happens if they were like, Dump, that was the surname?
Absolutely not.
Lucy Hilton Dump.
No, not happening.
Lucy Dump.
Unless it's a great last name, it's not happening.
I met somebody the other day called Boff. What about Lucy Boff?
Oh, I know someone called Boff. What? Is it the same person?
Oh, I don't know. Was it a woman?
No, it was a man.
Oh, there we go then. It's not the same person.
Maybe
unless it's his wife.
Hook them up.
Oh, well, then they'll have to change the surnames. That's a good point.
Go.
Right, Lucy, any final thoughts? We just had Emily's final thoughts. Any final thoughts from you on somebody who's going on the hen or stag doing? They're a bit nervous about it and they don't really know what to do. It could be quite wild and they're nervous or...
Just get pissed. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, brilliant. Right, I'm going to have to put an expletive on this now that she said that. Right, on that note, we are done with this episode. Thank you so much for listening to Luke and Lucy FM. Please do leave us an iTunes review. Last one said we were very, very annoying, so we're very pleased with our
Did
iTunes.
Did someone say that?
Have you not seen it? Yeah.
How
on iTunes.
Rude.
Yeah, so thank you. But the main
you're
thing is...
You're annoying.
The main thing is you're listening. Please give us 5 stars and let us know what you think. Just go on iTunes. We're on Google Podcasts now, Audio Boom, Stitcher, TuneIn, Deezer, iHeart, you name it with her. Just search Luke and Lucy FM wherever you find your good podcast. Lucy, any final closing statements?
No, just
go wild. Have a good,
have a good
life.
Enjoy yourself.
Poignant.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please Leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.